This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. There is a new hall manager at Manson's Hall, which is run by the Southern Cortez Community Association. Jennifer Pickford is an award-winning filmmaker, and I got to sit down with her to find out why she decided to take on this new role and how she plans to fill these big shoes. You've taken on the role as hall manager. What inspired you to apply for that role and take that on?
I guess I was really looking for a way to sort of integrate myself a little more fully into the community here on Cortez. And this seems the kind of thing that would help me meet people and become part of what's happening here. I wanted to utilize my skills and my background in a position that kind of was one wherein I felt like I was helping to make a difference in the community. And I feel that there's a lot of potential in this position to do that. It really is. I don't know if you're aware of it, but there was a period of time when the hall wasn't even open during COVID. And during that time, there really was a lot of transitioning that happened. And now that I feel that it's up and going again, there's potential for it to become a really great place. And so I'm excited to be a part of that actually at this time.
Maybe you could share a bit of experience that you have in the nonprofit sector now that you're working for this association.
In the past, I've had quite a bit of experience working for nonprofits. I worked for a society called the World Community. And essentially, World Community is an organization that not only do they encourage people to build community, but also they have this network of film lovers as well. And the film lovers actually put on something called the World Community Film Festival, which originally was just situated in Courtney. But I worked with them as their traveling film festival coordinator, which essentially means that I was the person that was responsible to packaging up the film festival so that it would actually be brought to 7 different communities throughout British Columbia. And through that process, I was able to not only bring the festival around to other communities, but also bring my own films out there into the world, which was really exciting for me because I'd never actually been part of a touring festival before. And so this nonprofit, going back to your original question, was really one in which there was a board of directors that were running the show, and the staff were hired by the board of directors to fulfill their mandates. And so throughout that, I was able to not only work for an organization whose beliefs and values I believed in, but also develop it to become an even bigger force for good in the world. The World Community Film Festival was an environmental film festival. And so my films that I've made are also environmentally themed films. And so there was a link there, definitely, Lonnie, where I was able to combine my vision as a director and a filmmaker with the values of another organization. And so it was a really good, I think, partnership in that sense.
What types of hopes and dreams you have for the hall in this position?
I have a lot of hopes and dreams. So my primary purpose is really to just oversee the effective day-to-day management of Manson's Hall. And through doing that, I'm hoping that I can also become more involved in building up the organization so that there's a good financial base, that we're fulfilling our mandate and creating a wonderful community gathering space for everybody. And so also trying to create a membership base where we have people that are really excited about being part of the hall. And you know, we're planning to have some events that are members only events, not to exclude anybody, but we'd also like to just do a membership drive at the same time where we're saying, okay, we really value these people that are not only memberships in an organization, but also volunteers, and that we want to honor them and have these membership sort of events where we bring everybody together and we do either a dance or we do some kind of a dinner. And then wherein everybody can get to know each other and start to talk about how they can be a part more of Manson's Hall. We really like to drive up our volunteers, our volunteer base, because, you know, that's how really everything is run there. We don't have a lot of staff. We only have 3 staff presently, actually just 2 and 1 that works sort of on contract. And so it's hard for us to do everything on our own and really do the kind of projects that we want to do and really have the kind of events we want to have with just really 2 people working kind of part-time. So it would be wonderful to just so that people will come in and get really excited about being part of creating these successful events.
I heard feedback about the last night market that was definitely one of those kind of community gathering events that happened at Manson's Hall recently. It sounds like 200 people came last time. Is there anything up and coming on your radar at Manson's Hall?
Yes, we're actually, come to think of it, we're actually having one of those night markets again this weekend. So on this Saturday, we're actually having another one, which is our pre-loved and handmade night market. And that's happening this Saturday, the 21st, from 5 to 8 p.m. And we're going to have so many treasures there to uncover: pre-loved fashion, kitchenware, artwork, jewelry, Persian rugs, handbags, paintings, art books, tools, musical instruments, and so much more. And it's actually a really great way for the community to come together and also enjoy some delicious Indian cuisine and live music by Sun Rob. And you can also help save the planet by upcycling and supporting our local makers. So we're really excited that this night market has had such a good response and continues to be somewhere where vendors can sell their wares and also people can come and socialize. And I think socializing is such a big part of the market, including our Friday markets are always a great place to, you might not see your neighbors all week, but if you come out to the Friday market, you can actually see some people and hear what's happening in your neighborhood. And we really love our markets. They're such an important part of Manson's Hall, for sure.
Just to clarify, the night market, is that like a privately organized event or is the SCCA hosting the night markets?
So the night market is a private event, but it's also a big community draw. So we, in that sense, we consider it to be an important rental because it does bring out the community in such a big way. But we are also going to be having quite soon, and coming up sooner than you would think, our holiday fair. It's hard to believe, but that's coming up very soon. It's nearly that time of year again. And this year, the holiday fair at Manson's Hall will be taking place on Saturday, December 9th from 11 to 3. And this is going to be a very exciting, lively event. We're not calling it a Christmas event, but just a holiday event because we want to honor everybody and their own beliefs. But the holiday fair will be a very exciting community event, which is being put on by Manson's Hall. And the hall will be festively decorated with the help of our wonderful community volunteers. And we're also in the process of finding some live music and other goodies to draw in all the crowds. So I would like to encourage everyone to please be a part of that. And we're currently also looking for vendors. So we put our first call out for vendors last week, but we're going to be putting another call out to the community this week. We'd like to just let people know that this is going to be a pre-booking this year so as to ensure a good turnout of vendors. The cost to pre-book your table is $20. And so we're just also going to be curating the market, which means that we'll get a really good variety of local vendors. We're going to do absolutely our best to just accommodate as many people as we can. So if you're interested in vending at our holiday market on December 9th, just contact me at jennifer@mansonshall.org. And we'll talk a bit more about what you're wanting to sell. And we'll try to get you a table in at the event.
There's also going to be food involved.
Yes, at this point, we've got 2 vendors committed to it. We're going to have Julie of Julie's Cafe and Sandy will be there. And we're also going to have Joya Shipway there. So she's going to have some exciting Christmas goodies to share. And so, yes, there's definitely going to be food there as well as music. And hopefully it's going to be a very exciting, fun event for everyone. We're trying to get some Christmas carolers in too, which would be wonderful. So, yeah. Please come out and support your Manson's Hall Holiday Fair, December 9th.
Thanks so much, Jennifer. Is there anything else that you wanted to add? That
I just wanted to mention that there have been some concerns about the wheelchair access spots that are being used by people just outside the post office. And so we're just trying to raise some awareness about that, that we do have two disability spots there outside of the post office, but really people could be a little bit more vigilant, I think, about making sure they don't park there, because there's been times when people have come to our markets, people with an actual disability, and they have been unable to access the market or park anywhere in the vicinity because people aren't really honoring this. So I just want to encourage people to please be aware of that, that it is really wheelchair access only in that area, just outside of the post office. There is one unloading spot there as well, but maybe if you don't have a need for it, please park in the upper parking lot if you can.
Thank you so much. I actually did a story about that last year, a really helpful update and reminder to update that is still an issue. I'm sorry to hear that it's still an issue. And yeah, just to clarify, to make it really crystal clear to people, because you said there's two handicap spots, but really there's no public parking spots there at all for able-bodied people. Is that correct?
That's correct. This is just really an unloading zone for people that don't have a disability. And there's really just one spot for that, which is right against the hall. And that's really for market vendors, as well as people that are unloading and loading just to quickly use. Sometimes that needs to be used as well by the mail delivery truck. So I would just urge people to please just keep that area clear unless you have an actual disability or your need to park there has to do with a physical need. So otherwise, everybody, please park in the upper parking lot and keep that parking lot clear. Thank you.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.